The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا أو يهو بليه استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Asad Jafari.
Cultivating an Islamic identity has been our ongoing topic. The past few nights, we have been looking at some of those barriers, those mawani', those impeding forces that sometimes block us from achieving this desired identity. A lot of times, you know, we have to be a little bit careful of how we take the words of individuals, how we assume that this person will reject this new identity of mine. And the question that I have, and it's very difficult to turn inwards, is the reason why we put so much weight on that rejection because I've already rejected that identity? And now I just need one more person to rubber stamp it. Even though the reality is that I've seen individuals, I've seen people, that they find God. I've seen youth in this very city, east and west now, go through this journey, trying to figure things out, up and down. And they end up in a beautiful, pious place, God-fearing, God-conscious kid. Amazing. I couldn't believe it. Sometimes I don't see youth in the city for years. And after a while, when I see them, mashallah, amazing. Involved in a community, right? He looks the part, for example. Beautiful questions. You can tell he's well-read in Islam. And my heart tells me that a lot of people must be very proud of him. So it's not even like the rejection is going to be loud. Sometimes it's a low whisper. Sometimes it's one person that will come to that kid and say, why are you going to Qum, to Najaf? You're in your 20s. This is the time for you to live your life and make your millions. You're going to go there and sit in a cave? On top of a mountain? You have it easy here. That's a desert there. One person, but 15 others. Shabash, mashallah, right? All sorts of stuff. We're so proud of you. But all those are drowned out. The one whispering guy in the corner, for some reason, has my ear. That is a reflection of the fact that I myself am not sold on the path that I'm on. That's it. So a fear of rejection is actually an alarming bell. That's why some emotions that we have, while the West and other sciences might tell you that these are destructive emotions and they're heavy emotions, and you are now to relieve yourself of that weight, Islam says, wait a second now. What might seem like a difficult emotion on paper is actually a very good emotion for you. Guilt is one, and rejection is one. The fear of rejection is also one. That fear is very important. Guilt is, I tell you, sometimes when we commit a sin when nobody sees us. We're behind closed doors, nobody is there, it's me, myself, and me, and I commit a sin. And right after I commit a sin, I have this huge weight of guilt on me. The guilt would make sense if I committed the sin in front of everybody. If my kids saw me, if my wife saw me, if all of you saw me, oh my God, that guilt I have would kill me. But no one saw me. I'm behind closed doors, there's no cameras here, nothing's going, my phone was off, everything was... The fact that you still feel guilt when you're alone, you should tell you that your heart of your heart still what? Recognizes another force inside that room. And that guilt is telling you that you're never alone. He's always hadir and nadir. He's always there. Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam, Allahumma salli ala. Half of tawbah, he says, is regret and remorse. Is this guilt that we feel. If you commit a sin, he says, and you don't feel remorse or guilt afterwards, be very, very scared. Either you've downplayed the sin, or you just kind of, you know, made it a minor sin. And as Imam Ali says, a minor sin in your eyes is a major sin in his eyes. Now, you might go to some other psychologist who will say, you know what, you don't need to feel guilty. You can remove that. Yes, no doubt. When we hold on to things, harbor things, I'm not saying all of guilt, but sometimes guilt now, we feel right away, is a sort of a sign that there's still a conscience inside of you. It's not all bad emotion. A fear of rejection is good. If you're worried, for example, if I'm worried that, okay, how will people view my lecture tonight? It forces me and it sets off alarm bells inside of me. That, okay, if you're afraid about that, go back and review your notes. Make sure everything is solid. Everything is logical. It makes sense. It flows, all that. So it forces me to really perfect my craft, perfect my intention, perfect my delivery. If I didn't have the fear of rejection, you know what comes about? Ghurur, the ego. They won't reject me. Everything I deliver is bomb. It's beautiful. Top notch. When the fear of rejection is removed, you become somebody who ends up doing a little bit of, they say, you know, khudparasti, worshipping yourself. So a fear of rejection can be very positive. Absolutely. But it does require us to remove the element from the outside and begin to look inwards. Have I already preemptively rejected this path and just waiting for one person to tell me, not a good idea. I knew it, not a good idea. Because if we hold on to that for too long, the fear, it becomes something that might even cripple us. I'll give you a very simple example. I want you to imagine that you are holding a very light bottle of water. That wasn't planned, it just happened to be there. Light ball of water, okay? I hold it right now, it's okay, it's light. I'm a big boy, I can handle it, not a big deal. If I hold it like this for about 5 minutes, I'm good. 10 minutes, I'm good. An hour, like this. 2 hours, 3 hours, 18 hours. Has the volume changed in this bottle? No. Has the weight changed? No, it's still 500 milliliters. But for some reason, it's the heaviest bottle I've ever carried in my life. Now my arm is shaking. Now I have to, you know, I have to put it down. Now this thing becomes unbearably heavy. Nothing has changed, but I held on to it for too long. When you hold on to things for too long and you don't address them properly, they become too heavy to bear. And everything, I mean, stress, you know, anxiety, depression, these things require an outlet. And everybody has their own individual outlet, inshallah, whatever that is. Prayer, journaling, a spouse, a coffee run, whatever it is. This fear of rejection has to be tackled, but internally. And that's the difficult part. We're okay when it comes to others. We have other people figured out. We really do. If you can work on this, brother, you'll be perfect. You need to work on this. Oh, all sorts of, you know, I can tell you exactly what you need to do. But when you look in the mirror, like right now, this glass is in front of me. I can see myself in the glass. It's quite strange. That's why I know my hair, my hat is way off. I can see myself. That is scary. The person in the mirror is telling you, okay, what do you need to work on? And I, at that moment, I have nothing. You ask me about my wife and my kids and my parents and my brothers and my cousins. Oh, I have a long list. When it comes to me, I don't have anything. And the reality is that if I am that journey towards Allah, I have to know me. Again, another simple example, I'm sorry. You decide to drive to Vancouver. Long drive. Right? Cross country. Drive through Manitoba, you know, get through the beautiful area of Banff, for example, and then get into BC. The first thing you'll do is you'll figure out what is my vehicle. Okay? And you want to make sure that you know the vehicle inside and out. Full tank of gas, oil, check the brakes, check the tires, all that. You know how fast the car can go. You know how long the car can drive. You know, for example, I can't go past 120 on the highway. You know, after about 8-9 hours, got to pull over, grab a hotel, starting in the morning. You know that because you know the vehicle. Because if, God forbid, between here and Vancouver, your car breaks down, you won't get to your destination. The vehicle, the wasila, is very, very important. And you must know the ins and outs. Don't push the accelerator too much. Don't do this. Don't rev this. Don't do that. Okay, no problem. Don't overheat it. Turn the AC low. You know everything about that vehicle, because that vehicle will get you to your destination. The I that I talked about 4 or 5 nights ago is the vehicle from me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Adi Alimun Hali Hakimun Mati. قيوم رؤوف صابر مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.